can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, 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 Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join Jordan, Keith, and Mariano as the trio dissects what's latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
Recording from the slums of Paris, Texas, it's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast with Mariano.
And Keith.
Yeah.
And Jordan. So,
yes, Jordan.
Wow.
First of all, can I just say Paris is the worst part of Texas?
Really?
Ouch. I got nothing to say. I've got nothing to say. I haven't been there, so okay.
I think it's
the Alamo
great.
Tower and remember the Eiffel.
How do you really feel, Mariano?
I'm kidding.
It's a good place. Watch that movie, Midnight in Paris. You'll change your tune a bit about it.
I think I've seen it.
Really? Yeah. It paints a better light for Texas or wherever the movie's filmed. But anyways, we've got a big fun day planned ahead. Even better if it's a podcast. So. We're going to start off with our aquatic-themed episode.
Yes.
Bubble
like
sound
that.
Effects.
Yes, yes.
I have those in post. Yeah. Or no, there we go. We got them. All right. The impersonator.
So, I didn't see that coming. All right.
Today, right, we're going to be reviewing the very lovable, always fun, The Shallows.
Starring Blake Lively.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Blake Lively.
Blake Lively, yeah. And we can't forget our other aquatic episode. It is The Lobster.
That's yes. Right.
Which yes. Is not an aquatic episode whatsoever. It's
yes.
But the title, it allows us to do this. So,
and that's enough.
Yeah, it's enough. That's all
correct.
We needed.
That is correct.
So, first of all, you guys want to do The Shallows?
Yes.
All right, great. Has anyone seen the movie yet?
I wasn't expecting that.
After this commercial break, we're gonna
watch the film and come back and do this.
So we'll just read the Wikipedia page and do our best. Keith, you start. What's the first article say?
We all saw The Shallows.
Now, let me just get into the overall premise of this, and then we'll dive into how we felt about the film.
Okay.
So first things first, The Shallows was directed by Jean-Colette Serra. Seems like a French name, so hopefully that's correct.
I think so, too.
If not, I'm sorry. Spanish, I'm not sure. Starring Blake Lively as Nancy.
Yes.
Now, she's the main girl that you see in the trailer.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And I'm not sure if you see this in the trailer, but her driver to get her to the beach is Oscar Geneda. Yes. And he does a very good job as well. He's the driver slash tour guy.
Yeah, that chemistry together was good.
It was very good.
Yeah, so I'll give you that. Yeah, definitely.
Now, I'll just do a quick kind of rundown of the movie without...
Please do, sir.
Let's see if I can do the spoiler for you.
Mariano!
Yes. So...
Don't even say the word spoiler.
Oh, sorry.
Don't say the word spoiler.
You can say spoiler.
Stop it. No spoiler.
All right. Well, she gets to the beach, which she's really excited to get to because it holds sentimental value for her.
Yes.
Now, she was supposed to go with a friend who flaked out on her on the last minute, and... She goes for fun surfing, and then, you know, the surfing goes bad, and then you've seen the trailer from there.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right now, on. How did you guys feel about the film? Can I say up front, I liked it.
I didn't care for it.
I don't think it was very fun and not lovable.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. If I can put it in two
words.
It bumped me out. Maybe I have, like, a prejudice against shark movies. Because I've been burned so many times. Jaws was good. Let me say
that's
that.
Classic, bro.
Disclaimer.
That's classic.
Yeah, Jaws is great.
It's the shark movie.
But I just have a problem about
Deep Blue
somebody.
Sea was good.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? Deep Blue Sea was good. Okay, right guys. There's a couple good shark movies, but there are movies like Open Water where my big problem is that this one person is just in one spot the entire time in impending doom. And you guys see the movie. You guys know what it's about. It's a woman on a rock.
Right.
And like a lot of shark movies, it takes place with her being stuck in one spot. This time it was a rock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a mermaid movie because mermaids like to get on rocks, except for you don't get to see the fun underlife thing.
Oh, okay.
You just see a woman who's really bad at standing on a rock for a long time.
You know what, though? That kind of worked for me in this movie because the thing is, while we agree that Jaws was good, Deep Blue Sea is probably one of my favorite movies of that.
Yeah, me too. It's
not so much where she is, as long as the space is used like wisely, so to speak, like the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that, like for me, I was nervous the whole time because, yeah, she was on a rock, but I was expecting, you know, kind of a boom and just grab her out of nowhere. you know, that was freaking me out. So I was expecting like a
– So you enjoyed the suspense of it.
I enjoyed the possibility for suspense of it.
I didn't think that, you know, like it didn't feel that dire to me. One thing that I didn't like about it was it felt like every detail was a functional detail. There was nothing in that movie that was just there.
Like wasted space?
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of appreciate that though. Like I think what you're getting at, what we talked about earlier, was the fact that every little – thing kind of comes into play later. It's almost like one of those like I Spy games where you have to pay attention to every little detail.
Yeah, I get it. If someone's trapped in a box with only like, you know, a wool,
like four items,
like
yeah.
a string and you know, like a thumbtack and a gun, you know, the string's going to get you somehow. You know, the exactly. gun's going to get you somehow.
But you know, but I like.
But it kind of goes to show. It takes away. It makes it a little bit more predictable when you start to realize that. Every part of it is going to be utilized. Whenever that volleyball that, you know, if there's a volleyball in the movie, oh, she's Which going to need that not. Volleyball. Yeah, there's no volleyball. Okay. Spoiler alert, there are absolutely no volleyballs in the movie The Shallows. Be prepared.
Can I say this in the movie's defense?
Yeah, defend this movie.
Last episode, we talked about Independence Day resurgence and how because of part one, we were expecting a lot more of it.
I vaguely remember that conversation. Because
it was 20 years later.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And, like, and a huge seriously? Budget and great actors.
Yeah.
Now, let me try to offer this idea in a way that you guys can maybe digest it and the listeners can do the same. Since the movie was directed in that way where things were played out where you know they're going to be useful.
Right.
That kind of sets it up for you. So a little bit of the mystery is gone, but it developed it well. Like, okay, so let's say we, you know, the proverbial volleyball, we knew she was going to use it, but she did it wisely. She did it in a good way because I've seen movies where there's, you know, it'll be like a propane tank and you know they're going to blow it up with something stupid and crazy.
But they she did it.
Right, but she did
blew
it.
Up the propane volleyball tank in the best possible scenario.
I think she did. I think that everything she did was...
Yes, folks, there's no propane
involved. Yeah, there's no propane involved either.
Spoil the movie. Guys, there may very well be a propane volleyball
tank. We're speaking symbolically, right?
But let me say this in a clearer sense then. There is no propane in a volleyball, but...
People are going to be pissed if they see this movie and the first thing they see is a propane tank floating in the ocean.
She blows it up by hitting it with the volleyball. But no, the things that she does, the things that she does for herself, they're very intelligent. They're very crafty. I love a crafty horror movie. Like The Faculty is one of my favorites. Why? Because those kids are smart. Okay. And she's like a master of doing what needs to be done to take care of herself and get herself out of the situation, which she may or may not do at the end of the movie. But it's just the way she does it. And for me, the way I brought it up earlier was 127 hours. Aaron Ralston, I liked him because he was smart. That movie was so interesting because he gauged his water. He talked to himself with a camera to keep himself somewhat sane. He ate his food. He wrapped himself with his ropes to stay warm at night. And then he tried to reach for sunlight during the day. He did smart things. And then he eventually got himself out of it. I appreciate
– What did you call that? It's not a rookie mistake. It's
a – oh, yeah. Not a rookie mistake. It's a pro mistake.
Yeah.
He went out. He got too confident. She did the same thing. Pro mistake. But she also showed kind of the skill level in that scenario, if there is such a thing,
yeah.
that I would assume a cinematic pro would. Like she made some pretty right moves in my mind after she made the wrong one of getting
caught. You know,
and
it wasn't even just necessarily the props that everything that's functioning. I'm talking about even the details. Like every conversation served a different purpose.
No, I understand, but you know? Well, let me rephrase it to you this way then. If we knew, with that being said, like with everything kind of laid out plain like that, we knew it's going to be a one-dimensional, almost cheesy movie.
Yeah.
Didn't they do at least a good job of making it as uncheesy as possible while holding true to what it is, which is a simple, you know, shark movie? Like there's not going to be a special twist like there was in, you know, in Independence Day or but with that being said, it wasn't that bad. Like they took something that could have been Sharknado bad and they made it actually pretty good.
But
in my
Sharknado
opinion.
Is dope because it doesn't pretend
I disagree
to
with
be,
that too.
It doesn't pretend to be anything than what it is.
Sharknado
I think that's a respectful
take,
quality of it,
it doesn't
but also
take
it
itself
make
seriously.
It
that's what
I
makes it so much fun.
But it's fun.
Sharknados are those movies are fun because they're embracing the silliness of what they are.
I understand that, but in terms of a
Whereas
shark
the
movie,
Shallows is not doing that. I know.
In terms of a shark movie though, it just wasn't – it was so ridiculous. It was funny, like Scary Movie, you know, the movie Scary Movie, the funny ones.
Uh-huh.
But never will I watch Sharknado like, man, that was as good as Jaws, Deep Blue Sea. And it wasn't a good shark movie. It was sharks in a tornado. I mean, so The Shallows, you know, while kind of being limited by its story, I think they did a good job of making it better than it otherwise would have been. And that's why I liked it. Like if we're aiming down because first Independence Day was good, I'm aiming up because I was expecting it to be a lot worse than it was.
And that's – I don't know – I know we're about to have to go to a commercial break, but if I could just say this, I think I can imagine us all walking out of the movie theater and you going, guys, there's not going to be a perfect shark movie. But there kind of are. There's Jaws. There's Deep Blue Sea. There are really great shark movies, and this really doesn't feel like it.
This film was painful to watch.
Really?
Yeah. Remember how I told you guys before about what I don't like about horror films and when they're cliché and predictable and there's no common sense? That was this film for me. It was painful to watch. I didn't like it at all. The interplay with the shark was inconsistent. When the shark is terrorizing other people, all that was inconsistent to me. The premise I didn't care for. I didn't care for this film.
Blake Lively was great, though.
Yeah, Blake Lively did a good job, I think. Mm. Again, considering the movie, considering what she had to work with.
I wanted to like her character, and I didn't.
Okay. And that's fair. I liked it, though. So
I wanted to. I didn't at all.
I think in the wrap-up, then, we'll do our scale, 1 to 10.
Oh yeah!
Perfect. We haven't even touched the surface.
Oh yeah!
Okay.
Right. I think he's got a couple more sentences. I know I do. So.
Yeah, but it is time for a break.
So we'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to hit our other non-aquatic but aquatic themed because of the title movie, The Lobster. So you guys stick around. It's Keith, Jordan, Mariano in the morning, day or night, depending on when you're listening. So see you soon.
Exactly.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And we're back. Thanks for listening to our not-so-aquatic aquatic theme. I'm Mariano. That's Jordan. And
it
that's
sounds
Keith.
Like a really low-budget prom. It's under the sea, but it's also pirates because there's not enough decorations.
Exactly. Just pretend the balloons are water. And now we're moving on to The Lobster. That's the indie film, right? And it was good. I liked it.
You liked it? I liked it a lot, too. But you want to go ahead and give the details
I was
on
say,
the movie?
Yeah.
I'm
Captain
a fan
Keith.
Of the director.
Yeah, so it's directed by Yorgos Lanthimos. And Jordan, what did he direct previously to this film?
Well, Keith, I'm so glad you asked because I've got a couple answers.
Right on. Okay.
This is his first, as far as I know, his first English movie.
Oh, okay, cool.
The others that he has are Alps, which is a movie that starts with actors that are impersonating deceased people to help people through the grieving process.
So in the movie.
That sounds pretty cool.
So, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But in the movie, they are actors.
In the movie, they are actors.
Okay. So it's actors playing actors.
Okay.
It's kinda
okay.
Cool. Okay.
So along with that, we also have Dogtooth. Both of these movies are available on Hulu, and he's got a couple of other films under his belt. But these are the big ones that you guys might want to check out.
Okay.
Dogtooth plays, which actually has one of the same actresses from the movie The Lobster.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. She. It's a Greek title too. Both of these are subtitled. In the Dogtooth, it plays. People that are homeschooled, they've been sheltered their whole life by their parents, that their views of reality are incredibly warped. So both movies – I've seen Dogtooth. I've yet to see Alps. I plan on seeing it very soon.
Okay.
Fantastic movies, and I'd say so is The Lobster. So,
you want to tell us about The Lobster and you want to talk about the premise of it or
– Okay. So The Lobster is a movie about people in this dystopian society that have to be paired up. They have to be in a relationship. And if they're not, then they're turned into an animal of their choice.
Oh, and I'm sorry. So this movie stars Colin Farrell as David and Rachel Weisz as the short-sighted woman. So we want to tell you that. But go ahead.
Yeah. And I think the actor that transferred from Dogtooth. All right. And the actress who was in the movie Dogtooth, Angeliki Papoulia, I think I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
So
is it Angelique?
Angeliki. There's an I. If
there's
at
a
the
cute.
End.
Oh, there's an I at the end. It
could
be
a silent I. You know, I've seen a lot of silent vowels in my time.
That's a tough
call.
So. Yeah, that's tough.
But she's a fantastic actress. You'll see that both in The Lobster and Dogtooth.
Okay.
So The Lobster, I think it's kind of almost a satire on dating today and kind of relationships. And I think they do a good job kind of representing how awkward and scary and bitter it can be.
Which one was she in The Lobster?
She I think she played the maid in it.
Oh, she was great.
Yeah, she was great. In it. Yeah.
She was good. Okay, right on.
And then, and she plays a bigger, more pivotal character in Dogtooth. So
okay. All right. So
can we not underplay the wonderful awkwardness of this whole movie?
And I think everything about the movie, it's something that I love because it does a fantastic job of taking you to a world that you have never been familiar with
it's
your entire life, but
so
it
bland.
Still feels relatable,
right?
And it really does a good job taking you in, making you feel welcome and understanding problems that we kind of see today, but just in a very dramatically.
Well, let me try to drive this home. Imagine a world where if you don't get paired up with someone, that people pair up for you, then you will be turned into an animal, which people tend to not want in the movie. So,
and you get that in the trailer.
Exactly.
You get that in the trailer, so I'm glad you mentioned
it. It's a movie that it's not really holding a lot of surprise. Like, us telling you these major things isn't giving anything away, which really goes to show the surprise isn't the great part of the movie.
No, definitely. The surprise, at least the best part for me, was just the feeling of the movie. And that's what I was trying to get across was, imagine that world where it's almost like a sense of desperation. Like, I need to pair up with someone. So there's almost that sense of like, all right, like I'll compromise with this, and this as long as I'm not an animal. As long as I can bear to live with you, then, you know. So imagine if dating were like that in today's society where you really don't have to try that hard. So everybody's just really bland because they don't have to be exciting or, you know, and the movie, it's fun in that way. It's like clinical.
I think, you know, you said imagine a society. I think the movie is it does a great job of satirizing, but you really can't see those connections. There are people that are settling out of fear, and there are people that they don't want to be alone, but they feel like they need to.
Exactly.
They're taking a lot of real-world fears, and they're kind of making it into this humorous, well, I don't want to turn into a lobster. I better.
Right. I better just meet somebody and just, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you like this? Well, I like this too. Let's get married. It's a really funny.
And along with it being such a tremendous story, I think that the acting was phenomenal in the movie.
Yes, the acting was phenomenal in this movie.
One thing that they do a really good job of, as people are trying to find their counterpart, they're trying to find their relationship, they run into a very awkward – everyone there had the most awkward expression. They were very blunt. They were very – had no social skills, which I guess was just a kind of another element kind of taking on the fear of dating, the fear of finding somebody.
Well, I will definitely say in regards to the film The Lobster, there was a darkness to the film, a tone that was very riveting and compelling that I did enjoy and appreciate, and I saw the humor in that.
Right. I agree with you. I think that the humor and the scary, they came from the same place.
Right. But on the other hand, I wasn't a fan of the ending at all. And I just wasn't a fan of the ending.
You think it ruined it for you?
It did for me. It did. I wasn't a fan. Not at all.
Well, and
I felt like I was on this great date that ended badly.
Really? It was that bad? It felt like it burned you at the end.
Yeah. That's how I felt about the film. I didn't care for the ending. I mean, and there were things that were leading up to the ending I didn't care for. I mean, I felt like it took this turn that I didn't agree with, and then it just kept on going. Because up until that part, I was digging it. It was great. It was dark. I mean, there were people who were really disturbing. The people who ran it were great. I mean, the manager and her husband, I loved them.
Yeah.
All of that was just fun. I mean, it's just, like I said, there is a darkness and a theme to this that is so compelling.
Yeah.
You're right. The director did a good job with that because that world he gave us, we never saw before.
Yeah, it must be hard to capture that awkwardness.
And I think you're totally right. The ending I didn't have a problem with, but I've seen, like I said, his last movie that I saw, Dogtooth, there was a bit of a similarity. I think he likes to he doesn't like to define anything too much. You know, he likes things to have an open interpretation.
Yeah, which, I got teased. I felt like he just messed with my emotions.
Yeah. I think just boiling that it's not a concrete thing. It's kind of like you're taken into this amusement park ride where you get to kind of see things exaggerated, like with silly mirrors. And it really does kind of show you that we don't have as much freedom when it comes to finding somebody that we want to be with because of things like age and time and things like insecurities. Well, and it kind of shows that those things do kind of hinder us a lot more than we realize that they are.
Okay, but I will say that to me it showed the limitations that we put upon ourselves.
Yeah, as human beings. Insecurities. Yeah, I agree. I think that's a big part of it.
I mean, that's what I liked about it is that the limitations that we put upon ourselves and that a lot of times we weren't willing to address. And I felt he did a good job of that. I mean, and there were other people in the story that were so against everything they saw at the hotel and the resort. And they didn't even have a good reason for being against it.
I think the thing is, it shows that people that are single, that want to be single, can sometimes be bitter because they feel like they're not in a world where they're allowed to be happy being single. I think it does a good job representing that. I think it also shows that we kind of all feel like we're trapped, that we have to end up in a relationship, we have to have a family, that we're still in a very cookie cutter kind of society. And this just kind of really takes away the hinting at it.
Yeah,
really
I think it's a good job of showing both sides of that. I agree with you on that. But I also felt like, you know, there were too many extremes on both ends. And I felt like the film did a good job showing that. But then I felt like it just lost course. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, though. There were some scenes that were very funny to me. Very funny.
I think there were scenes that were very dark, and there were scenes that were very funny.
Some scenes were very unexpected.
I couldn't even process, the first viewing. I was really blown away by it, but I thought it was interesting on so many levels. I mean, so I'm going to say that this movie was a definite plus for me.
I liked it too.
So I liked it, but I can't really recommend them because, like I said, the ending ruined I wasn't a fan of the ending at all. But we'll have more about all that after this break.
All right, sounds good.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Hey everybody, welcome back. We are now just talked about The Lobster, and we've also talked about The Shallows with Blake Lively.
Yes.
Two tremendous movies, so now here comes the wrap-up part.
That's right. On a scale of 1 to 10, Keith, Shallows.
I think it's a 2, bro.
A 2 out of 10?
Yeah.
Can you give me another 2 out of 10?
Oh, sure. Let's see. Juno.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I liked Juno.
That was a
horrible I didn't like really like Juno, but it's not a 2 out of 10 for me.
It's definitely not a 2. No,
you're right. That's a 1.
Wow. Okay.
Really?
But yeah, that film was offensive and creepy.
But not so much Juno, but
Juno
The
was
Shallows.
Worse than The Shallows.
Yes.
I could never see that. No. Yes.
Well, not so much Juno, but for The Shallows, and just quickly, why?
Like I said, even when you get the shark doing his thing, killing people, and you know the shark's going to do that because you see that in the trailer.
Right.
Even when you get that, that was inconsistent. When you see the shark...
When you say inconsistent, what do you mean?
The way people were getting done by the shark was not consistent at all. See, and I can't say too much because I'll be giving away the story.
Right. Okay.
But I didn't like that. Just the premise of the story, I didn't like. At all. Like I said, I wanted to like her character, and I didn't. So, it was painful to watch, but I had to watch it, so that's fine. But, if you're going to see a shark film, I say the Jaws movies are classics. And Deep Blue Sea. That's where Deep I'm Blue at. Sea. That's where I'm at. But
I mean, Deep Blue Sea is definitely better, but I'd give it like a solid 7, 8 out of 10. 7 out of 10.
Out of all of our podcasts, yeah, man, I got to go strong with it, man. Yeah, this. Okay. I do not recommend this film whatsoever.
Okay. I do. I do, though. I'll give it a 7.
That's fine.
Again, a lot of – there's so much truth to everything you're saying. I'm not really disagreeing with any of it. I'm just giving it points for – it was a lot better than I thought it would be. Okay. And it was again, I love a crafty, smart character. Okay, and this movie kind of gave me that.
And I can see why you think that in regards to who she was and what she was doing on The Rock.
Exactly.
I can see why you say that. But exactly. Yeah, it just wasn't enough for me. Like I said, I felt like it was kind of corny and I just didn't.
Well, it wasn't enough for me to push it above the better movies, right. But it made it a good movie for me. Like I would rewatch The Shallows.
But I did enjoy her.
No.
I wouldn't. But I did enjoy her interplay with the tourist guy. Like I said, they had chemistry.
Yeah, they did.
So I did like him, but he wasn't really a main character. He's supporting, but yeah.
I think I'm closer to Keith, not when it comes to Juno, but definitely with The Shallows. If I could compare, I'd give it a bad rating. Can we just say bad? It's closer on the 4 and downs, you know, spectrum of the rating.
Well, I mean, just for the sake of the listeners.
If I could compare it to something, I'd compare it to Open Water, which is a movie that's entirely takes place with two people in an ocean waiting to get eaten by a shark, which this one didn't have. I mean,
there's a part two to that, too, I think, bro.
Yeah, there is. Big twist on that one. Several people stuck in an ocean waiting to get eaten by a shark. Man. Twist and turns kept coming. So I guess in this one, you know, there was kind of more going on. She was less helpless, but you kind of saw where this movie was going. And if it didn't go there, then it would just be even worse, you know? It could only go down to me. Once again, I like Blake Lively. I think that she was good. There were parts of the character I didn't like, but I think she did a good job portraying someone that's, you know, in a, you know, hopeless situation and making the best of it. I think she's a great actress, and she's one of the only salvageable parts of the sinking ship. Dumbest pun I've ever made.
No, I liked it. It was punny. I liked it. It's funny. We can stick with that.
Okay.
Alrighty, pun people. So. Okay, pun people. So, yeah.
But so, yeah.
A big, yeah.
Shallows, we've got mixed reviews, mainly 2 against 1.
Yeah,
here.
2-1. Yeah, that's right. Mm-mm.
So, Lobster, I mean, yeah, like I said, the ending, I'm not just not a fan of it all. So, it just ruined the film for me.
I think that even if, you know, you didn't like
it. I enjoyed it up until then, so.
I think that the movie is so creative and, you know, smart and funny and dark that even if you didn't like something like the ending, it's something that's still – it's so good on its own. I liked the ending.
Yeah, I have movies that I watch up until a point, and I think Lobster's going to be one of those movies.
Yeah.
Like I'll watch it up until like the last, you know, 20 minutes.
And I like the ending. I know you guys
– So you're kind of – you're kind of – edging my way when you say that.
Well, there are a few movies that I feel that way about.
But saying the ending doesn't ruin it for you.
No, the ending does not ruin it for me. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel, Keith?
I mean, I give it a 5.
Okay.
5.5.
Okay.
I give it an 8. I give it an 8 because it's original, it's creative, and once again, very funny.
I gave The Shallows a 7, so I'm going to give The Lobster like a... I'm going to give The Shallows a 7.5 then and Lobster 7 because I like The Shallows better.
Really? But it's a tough bet.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming. I totally like The Lobster better than The Shallows.
Well, I like The Lobster because of the awkwardness and everything. It's just been a while since I've seen even a half-decent shark movie. And in my opinion, this one was at least half-decent, and that was like refreshing for me.
I think it's better than a lot of shark movies lately.
Yeah.
I think movie is a very hard genre.
Yeah, let me emphasize that. Better than a lot of shark movies lately.
I'm looking forward to seeing Sharknado. That's going to be fun. Part 4.
I'm not going
to
see Sharknado.
The last
Sharknado
it.
I saw the picture on Netflix. The shark was in outer space like
a
satellite.
It's beautiful.
I can't deal with it.
Some movies are so bad they're good. That's what you guys don't understand.
I understand
that. The Shallows tried to be serious, and It's just so bad.
I think some movies are so bad they're good, like The Room. But when you're trying to make something that's so bad, it's good.
It's just bad.
Now it's just it's bad. Now
it's so bad that it's so good that it's just bad.
Because they're counting on you thinking, oh, it's so bad, it's good. So they're making it cheesy.
Check it out.
Sci-Fi Channel. When it happens accidentally, like Tommy Wiseau's, that's when it's
Sci-Fi Channel calls your boy up for casting for Sharknado 5. I'm there.
Well, you know they have to put Captain Keith in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm down.
It's about space. Yeah,
then it'd be a 10 out of 10.
I'm trying to tell you, I appreciate that, but I love it. Like I said, it's just fun. So yeah,
I can't believe you guys didn't like. I can't believe you didn't like The Lobster as much.
I did like
Mariano,
The Lobster,
and I can't believe you didn't like the ending of Ruined that much. Because when have you seen a movie that's so original? Like it's
like I told you.
Well, I've seen a few, and they're all European movies, but it just lost steam for me. It came on really strong, and I was
exactly
hard to come by.
Exactly,
like
it came
this
on really strong.
Yeah, but it,
dude,
it fell
I
want
to love this film.
Yeah, but it fell off toward the end.
See, that's what,
and that has to come into account.
And I've told you guys this before, and I'm consistent with this, man. The ending of a film can ruin the whole movie for me.
For me, it can. For me, it can't. But the thing is, it wasn't just the ending. Just as a whole, it had like a curve. It went
you,
up above and
down. You just
kind of
felt like
down.
It was running out of gas towards the end.
Yeah, not even towards the end, like towards the middle. That's why it started to bother me. You know, if it had like a terrible ending, then I could have rolled with that, and I would have watched the 90% of it, then cut it right there. I do it all the time.
Because some films start off really weak and so-so,
right?
And they build, and the ending makes the whole film great.
Exactly,
it makes it because it makes it just wraps it all up for you. An example, what is it?
Free State of Jones.
No, that wasn't funny at all, bro. I See Dead People.
The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That ending just made it all come together. It did.
Yeah, but I think it is.
But I also enjoyed it before
that's
the
famous
end together, but it takes a lot for it to really tear the whole thing apart
man,
for me.
But
man,
that's what I'm saying. It wasn't the ending. There was no one thing that tore it apart.
The way a movie starts and the way the movie ends does everything.
For me, it's
Seven.
If I've had
the way it
so
started was great. The way it ended was great.
Yeah.
Seven.
Is that the animated
Brad
one?
Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman. Great example I'm talking about. Okay, the way that movie started, the bad guys cutting off his finger, his fingerprints at the beginning of the film, and the credits are running backwards, and the way it ended, it was all amazing. The whole film was just amazing, but it was consistent all the way through.
Yeah, that is
that's what
one
I'm saying.
I think check out The Lobster, and also the guy. You guys haven't seen the other two movies yet.
I'll check them out.
Want to check out The Owl.
I'll check them out because, like I said, because up to a certain point, I was digging it.
Yeah.
I like the pace. I like the theme. I like the feeling that he gave you.
I like the actors that they chose.
Yeah, they were all great. I don't have a problem with dystopian films. Well, I do and I don't. I get tired of the dystopian, bleak future. I get tired of that. But this was original.
Yeah.
And so I wanna love this film, and I came close to it, but I didn't.
This one was bleak, but it wasn't your regular bleak dystopian.
And I agree with you with that. I mean, I totally agree with you with that. But the way, like I said, it had this momentum, and then it just took a shift that I just didn't care for. So, but I think, do I recommend this film? No, I can't recommend it, man.
I'd recommend The Shallows first.
But would you also recommend? I don't recommend Shallows.
I would recommend The Lobster over The Shallows, but I'm not going to recommend either one.
If we're doing the island game, I'd pick The Shallows.
I'd pick Lobster.
Okay.
It's funny, I'd pick Lobster, but I feel like Shallows would be way more practical to take on a dessert.
Kind of, but that would kind of freak you out, though.
I like this desert island game. I think this is something. From now on, we're doing island games.
But it's. But I'm glad I saw it, though. And like I said, I do want to see his earlier films.
Yeah.
So because I think he's talented, but I just didn't like the way he wrote it towards. Yeah, that when you take. Yeah, you guys, mark my words. One day you're gonna think about me like, man, that ending did stink. With some other film.
Oh, I hear you.
And
you're
gonna think
of
Keith. You're gonna be like, oh, I see what he's talking about.
I hear you right now. Captain Keith knows he's talking
about. I respected the ending. I think
that's fine.
I liked it.
That's fine.
It wasn't something that's really like it stuck with me, but I think it adds to it. How powerful the movie is.
All right, so it's 2-1. So you guys both recommend The Lobster?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like it's 1.5 versus 1.5.
Yeah, that's fair too. Yeah.
Well, like I said, I don't recommend
I can kind
it,
of take it or leave it.
Yeah, okay. So
okay, there it is.
I guess we just had a great show then.
I'd like to think so, bro.
Yeah.
No guessing to it. Well, cool. Very cool. Well, yeah, this is always fun.
Exactly.
You know, thank you, everyone, for listening.
That's right.
What you want to say, Mariano?
Oh, I just wanted to, yes. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. That is Golden State Media Concepts. And please do not forget, gsmcpodcast.com. I'm Mariano. That's Jordan. And that's Keith.
Jordan forgot who he was for
that's
a second.
That's okay.
Are we sure? Is it 100% that I'm Jordan?
Yes, you are. Oh,
last
boy,
time
are you? Yeah.
Okay. Either that or you're
you're
be
all
lobster.
Jordan, bro. Or you're going to be a lobster. That's true.
I had a choice.
For like 100 years.
Oh, can I ask one more question before we close this?
What's that?
If you guys had to be an animal because you were single forever, what would it be?
A wolf.
Wolf.
Wolf. Really?
My brother. My
Air five.
Air high five. Yes, wolf. That's right.
You?
Probably like an eagle or something.
I'm sticking with
don't
wolf.
Whisper it. Just say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, an eagle is actually a pretty
like
good one, but I'm sticking
eagle.
With wolf.
Come on, dude. That
quit
was
pressure
kinda...
me, Keith. The volume of my voice is my insurity about what animal I would be. Yeah, maybe an eagle or a monkey. I feel like I can still do all my regular stuff as a monkey.
I'd love to live a wolf's like kind of roguelike stuff.
Me too. Have my own wolf pack, son.
Exactly,
that's
son.
What's up.
I wish we just dedicated yeah. this whole episode to like what animal we'd be and why.
Just kind of did, dude. We just kind of did.
Well, you know, we can discuss this. I'll make a little video and we'll post it on the Twitter. How's that?
Perfect. All right. Yeah. We'll have our animal game.
Thanks sounds again, good. Folks, and we'll see you somewhere out in space.
All right, see you guys soon in space.
You're a biter. Stop it.